It is 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen and County 10's podcast. We have a special guest from, what do they say, across the yard, the pond. There you across go, sir. Pond. Across the pond. Mr. Grant Hall is with us. Grant, how are you?
Good, thank you. Yeah, relieved to get here. Just driven up from Denver. So an interesting drive up as always. Good to be back in Riverton.
And this isn't your first time, obviously.
No, I've been a few times. I set the camp up, the club, a number of years ago and visited last year. And
that's what we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes is Grant Hall is going to talk about an international soccer camp that we have right here in Fremont County. And so Grant's going to talk about that here in just one moment. Obviously, Grant, you're British, so you know it's kind of in your blood when it comes to football, soccer.
Yep, football, as we call it. Exactly right, Shireen. Yeah, played, like most British kids, I'll play from a very young age and just kind of unorganized soccer is very different in this country. It's so much more structured and organized and what have you. But yeah, I played all my life, played in university and came over to the States in the first time in 1986 and 88, playing on soccer tours with my university and realized the potential for the sport over here and came over coaching in 1992 and pretty much have spent the last 30 years luckily involved in the sport I love, so I feel very, very fortunate.
Well, I feel fortunate you're here with us.
it's a beautiful... I'm on my way up to Cody and into the National Park, into Yellowstone and Teton, so it's a work trip and a fun trip. And the camp, a bit of background on who I work for, Challenger Sports. We've been in operation for well over 30 years. We're pretty much the biggest soccer coaching company in America. This year we'll coach about 50,000 kids all over in all the states, including Hawaii and Alaska. And we do a lot of work in Canada on camps, week-long camps. And we'll have about 300 British coaches, international coaches. We've got some coming into Colorado. We've got two guys from Spain, one from Ecuador, one from South Africa, one from Papua New Guinea, and the rest are pretty British and a mix of British and American-based staff. So it truly is an international flavor. Those coaches travel all over our mountain region that I am the head of, which is Colorado, Wyoming, Utah, and New Mexico. So we'll have generally about three coaches come up to Riverton. They stay with families for the week. They explore the area, this beautiful part of the world, coach the kiddos on the camps, and we can talk about the specifics of the camps in a minute, but that's basically who Challenger Sports are.
And we are fortunate, like I just mentioned, to have that right here in Fremont County. I can't believe the caliber of some of the coaches you talked about. You know, I like soccer, and of course I follow it because it's the biggest sport in the world. And you talk about folks from, you know, Spain as well, which is, you know, my family is part of that crew in España, so they love that there, so that's very neat. And then we're going to have those folks here June 13th through the 17th. How do kids or families sign up for the camp?
They go to our website, which is challengersports.com. So I say that again, challengersports.com. But then in the week of camp, they get a ball and a t-shirt. So they'll just go there, ping their details in, sign up, and that'll come to our database. They'll turn up on the Monday morning. Our coaches come up to town on the Sunday. And a really unique part of the camp is if anybody out there is interested in hosting one of our international coaches, they stay with families all over the country every week. So that's kind of our model. So they'll come into town on the Sunday evening around 6, meet the people from the soccer club, the host families, and stay through the following weekend, and then move on to the next destination, whether it be up in Worland or back down in Colorado or over into Salt Lake.
How fun.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The host family part of the program is incredible.
You know? Yeah, we get to show off our area, Fremont County. So if you want to be one of these hosts, reach out to Challenger Sports. There's contact info on their website where he was mentioning you could also go to sign up at challengersports.com. But yeah, that's just a reason to not only, you know, host, but also just show off our area. And we live in such a beautiful area, like Mr. Grant Hall had mentioned there. So what are some of the logistics of the camp? You're talking about some great coaches that are coming in for this. What are some of the things they'll focus on?
It's really a lot on individual skills, but so they make it really fun. That is our big focus. You know, because most of the kiddos on the camp, we have a program for the little 3 through 5 year olds from 8 a.m. to 8:45, Monday through Friday. So that's like a little introduction to soccer, which is, you know, over the top fun and, you know, little fun games. And then most of those kids are like 6 through 12 years old, 14 years old. So, it's very age specific, but a lot of skill development. But again, the emphasis on they do a lot of things. We have a World Cup which is an integral part of our program, kind of bring the international flavor. The kiddos get split into teams and get selected countries. So again, it's very much a soccer camp, but it's also a educational and cultural experience. That's how I always sell it. It's more than a soccer camp. So yeah, and the kids get a ball and shirt in the week of camp.
It's quite a treat all together. Again, that's going to be June 13th through the 17th. If you sign up by this Saturday, you're able to get that $40 jersey for the kiddo. Again, challengersports.com. You can sign up leading up to the week of the actual event. Parents, I know you're busy. You're trying to figure out what's going on and how things are going to be shaking up, so you can find out more there. Let's talk about a little bit about your background with soccer. Are you a Manchester United fan?
No, I'm a Burnley Football Club fan, a very small, opposite end of the spectrum,
okay,
financially, but in the same league, we're fighting very hard. So if any Burnley fans out there, give us a shout. We've got three games left and we need to win at least one to survive in the Premiership. But yeah, you know, in England, it's just an integral part of culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you guys, probably hunting and the fishing,
yep,
up here in the small
much,
towns,
yeah,
of Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I come from a tiny little village in a national park, so I can relate to your national park, it's very different. But as a little kiddo with 32 kids in my whole elementary school, we still had a soccer team with 32 kids in the whole school.
Of course you would.
So soccer's just been a part of our blood. And I came over, like I say, in 92. And to make my living, it's never felt like I've made a living. It's just been a fun experience coaching and bringing these experiences to the communities. I did this for 5 years in the 90s, and I just know what the whole experience is about. And coming to these small towns where, with all due respect, you probably don't meet many British coaches
no,
or foreign
definitely
coaches
not, no.
passing through to the park, maybe, but not staying in Riverton.
No,
so
no.
It's really cool for the coaches. That's a really cool part of the program, to meet these foreign coaches and talk about life back in England or Papua New Guinea or South Africa,
right,
or Spain or Ecuador, or wherever it may be. Then I did it and just had, I've made friends for life with the host family of mine from Traverse City, Michigan, from 1993. Dad was the best man at my wedding.
Oh my gosh.
So these are kind of some of the experiences you get.
Yeah. Well, I know that I'm going to also be looking out for our visitors that are going to be from all over the place when we have that international soccer camp, which we're fortunate to have with Challenger Sports, June 13th through the 17th, challengersports.com. And I'm sure a ton of people ask you, but how about Ted Lasso? What did you think about it as being a man from that area?
Oh yeah, he's...
It was
absolutely
it was pretty
huge.
Accurate and everything.
Yeah, just very. I mean, it was funny, but it also had a lot of really good moral stories. That was the thing. My wife especially loved that aspect of it. But yeah, he did his first TV advertisement many years ago with Tottenham Hotspurs, and everyone in England were like, "Who is this guy? He's hilarious." So no, he's become massive in England. He's got a huge amount of respect.
Cool.
Because he knows the game.
Great.
You know, and Ted Lasso is just...
we're all fans, so great. Thank you so much. Well, thanks for joining the show.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.